Our guest in the cafe this morning is Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator and the owner of the Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm grateful to be here.
You beat me to the punch. We're going to be talking about gratefulness. Now, we are coming out of the Thanksgiving weekend, but it's still appropriate. It's still timely to talk about gratefulness and gratitude anytime. But there's an article came from National Public Radio, actually. It was a morning edition piece about the good health benefits, the wellness benefits of gratefulness.
That's right. And any time, you're absolutely right, is a good time to be grateful, especially when we're moving into this holiday Christmas season. Mm-hmm. And we all have a lot to be grateful for. Sometimes when we look out there in the world, we can focus on those and not see things to be grateful for. But you've got running water. You've got food on your table. Let's focus on those.
Mm-hmm. There's a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Diego, who did a study of 186 men and women. Now, these were older folks. These were right. With an average age of 66 who had a history of heart trouble. And what did they find?
Well, and that's why he wanted to do the study with the older generation, too, because he wanted to see the effect of what already would affect already heart disease. Mm-hmm. So he was choosing these folks on purpose so that he could have even a deeper research in it. And what it proved is that by having that state of gratitude, that their pulse rates would go down, their blood volume was better, their immune system was better. So overall, their risk of heart disease was decreasing, and even saw some improvement in their current status as well, like hypertension.
Mm-hmm. Less depression. Mm-hmm. Slept better, more energy, and as you say, just in general, better heart health.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And then he did a separate study, and this was 40 patients who kept a journal, and they were asked to write about things that they were grateful for, and then similar results from that.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the best things that we can do for ourselves, a lot of us keep a diary or a journal, but then we put negative stuff in there. So then when we go looking back at our past, we're seeing this negativity. But what I do, and I keep what it's called a gratitude journal, and I think of three things each day that I'm grateful for and the reason why I'm grateful for them. And there's a big reason for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And what is that?
When we understand why we're grateful, there has this effect on our heart. Like, I'm grateful for my husband. Well, those are just words that we can say. But when we say, I'm grateful for my husband because he loves me and cuddles with me and keeps me safe, then we have a reason that's supporting that gratitude.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. I think that, am I correct in saying gratitude is not particularly fashionable now?
Yeah, I think the reason, like we were talking about earlier, is that a lot of people think that they have to be tough and gruff in order to make it in our society. However, there was one research that showed that by practicing gratitude, that there was a decrease in materialism. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the reasons that people have this effect or adversity to gratitude is that they're feeling like they're not going to get what they want out of it, because sometimes it's not instantaneous. You know, they're looking for quick gratification, and sometimes by their actions, they think they're getting that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe there's an overemphasis on material aspects of life, too. Now, some people will say this is all well and good for people who are lucky, and some people are more fortunate than others. People.
Well, and they are probably the ones that have been practicing gratitude silently a lot longer.
I think we've all known people, very poor people, who had a very grateful attitude. Mm-hmm. And then we've known people who are very well off and they're very bitter and resentful.
Right.
So,
yeah, status has nothing to do with your gratitude, but the gratitude has an effect on your well-being, has an effect on how you get through your life. So those people that can have gratitude, let's say at a poorer status, have this grateful heart, actually they're a lot happier in life with just the very little that they have. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that be great for all of us to be able to experience?
Well, again, the point of all this is to say that gratitude is good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that gratitude is something that can be learned?
It can be learned, but it's like with any other habit. They say 21 days will break a habit. But with gratitude, it's something like we've seen in the research that you and I are looking at, anywhere from that 2 to 4 month period. You know, the more you do it, the better it is.
That's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Velva, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you.
I'm grateful to you for that.
Yes, appreciate you.
And you're starting the day with the Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.